Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Do you like your gravy thick and rich and loaded with creamy mushrooms? If no one was looking, would you chug the whole gravy boat?
Chug, 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 chug.
Stay tuned. Here comes Mr. Chug-a-Lug himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, welcome to the show. As you know, in breaking news, the eclipse has been canceled due to budget cuts. It's a shocking development. Chris, did you know that?
Yeah, I think it's a byproduct of inflation. It's pretty much
Biden. It's just not happening. Biden robbed us of the eclipse.
Go to Bidenomics.com and check it out.
Bidenomics.com, check it out. Folks, look it up, okay? No, the eclipse today, April 8th, is the day of the eclipse. But they were going to move it back because of some programming issues. But it turns out They couldn't. That the moon and the sun and the earth, there's nothing we can do, really. And so the eclipse, I think by the time this show airs, the eclipse will have happened.
Yeah. I think here in New York City, the MTA did their best to try to delay it.
Yeah, they tried to delay the eclipse.
Yeah, the union wasn't
by
happy.
By 20 minutes.
Yeah, the union, they were going to go on strike.
And, We're going to stop joking. We're going to get very serious. We have some very serious information. First of all, my first guest today is Jack Posobiec, and my guest in hour two is Gavin Wax. But I want to talk about how the eclipse, I'm not making this up, how an eclipse proves God. Are you ready for this? The other day, I mean, I wrote about this in my book, Is Atheism Dead? I'm not making this up. Wait till you hear this. I wrote about this in my book, Is Atheism Dead? I think I wrote about it for Newsweek, like in 2017 when there was an eclipse. Here's the story. Now listen carefully, because I promise you I'm not making this up. This is insane. This is the most, to me, clear proof of God. This is clear. If somebody doesn't believe in God, here's the point. Okay. The moon.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up what is the diameter of the moon, okay, you just look it up. You know, it's something like 2,000 miles or whatever it is. Look up the diameter of the moon. You look it up. Then you look up the diameter of the sun. This is available online. In 2 seconds, you can Google, okay? You divide one by the other, and the moon is about 1/400th the size of the sun, okay? So tiny, 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 about 1/400th the size of the sun. So the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon in terms of diameter, right? You can look it up. Then you look up what is the distance from the Earth to the moon? About 240,000 miles. And then what is the distance from the Earth to the sun? You know, about 92, 93 million miles, which turns out to be almost exactly 400 times farther away the sun is from the moon in comparison to where we are on Earth. What that means, if you're tracking, are you ready, folks? What that means is in the sky, the moon, which is 1/400th the size of the sun, nonetheless looks exactly the same size as the sun. The sun, which is 400 times larger than the moon because it's 400 times further away from us than the moon, looks exactly the same size in the sky as the moon from the position only of planet Earth, which is where most people live. What that means is when the two of them happen to come together in the sky, we get perfect eclipses. One blots the other out perfectly. This, if you know anything about the solar system, if you know anything about any of this stuff, you say, wow, that is crazy. The idea that, you know, the moon could be a little smaller, a little larger. No, 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 no. It is exactly the right size and the right distance so that from the point of view of Earth, again, only from the point of view of Earth, it is exactly the same size in the sky so that when we have eclipses and when they happen, it's not like, you know, the sun is four times bigger and it's kind of cool that we see that. No, no, no. They are exactly the same size. Now, most people would say that's not a coincidence because it's obviously not a coincidence. It's insane. It's an evidence of design that God designed the sun and the moon and the earth and everything. But these are kind of the most basic examples. We don't have a third object in the sky. There's only two objects. You're standing on the surface of this planet. You look up, you see the moon, you see the sun, you see the sun, you see the moon. Your whole life, you see the sun, you see the moon.
Yeah.
Did it ever occur to you folks how bizarre it is that they are exactly the same size? I mean, exactly the same size from the point of view only of planet Earth. Kind of looks like God designed it, wouldn't you say? I would.
It's kind of like the cosmic symmetry is bonkers. So really, like, if the sun were smaller size that on the eclipse, it would look like maybe Marilyn Monroe's mole mark or something.
Exactly.
You know, like a small,
I believe
little
it was
dot.
Isaac Newton who first said the cosmic symmetry is bonkers. He said that. And Chris is just quoting.
Well, he said it after the apple fell on his
Newton.
Head. That's why.
He was like,
that's bonkers,
but, I mean,
bro.
But the thing is, yeah, there are things that once you get it, if you get what I just said, it should freak you out.
Yeah.
You should say, if I didn't believe in God, I think I would. It would freak me out.
Yeah.
So if for somebody to say, like, well, it's a coincidence, hey, that's dumb. You should laugh at somebody who says it's a coincidence because that's insanely stupid. Like, what is it? There's some people that no matter what proof you show them,
yeah,
they'll say it's coincidence because they don't like
it's
the idea
empiric,
of it.
It's empirically bonkers. I mean, it's
empirically bonkers. That's also Newton coined the phrase empirically bonkers. And it's wonderful to have somebody on the program who knows the works of Isaac Newton well enough to be
quoting
him.
He's my second favorite Newton behind Fig Newton.
Yeah.
My favorite Newton.
Yeah, Fig Newton used to be a real person.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just had to say these eclipses prove God. And every time I think about this, the insanity that the sun is 400 times larger than the moon, but it is 400 times farther away than the moon, therefore it looks exactly the same size as I still, when I discovered this, it was a little bit over 20 years ago. I was writing a book and and I thought, this can't be right. I mean, I had not read it anywhere. I just somehow, I did the math. I looked it up, I think, in an actual encyclopedia. I was not using the internet at that time. And I just couldn't believe it. I said, this is like...
And that's in your book, Is Atheism Dead, right?
Yes. In Is Atheism Dead, I talk about this. This is the most simple kind of proof of God. But there's infinite other proof of God in my book, Is Atheism Dead.
Which we want to turn into a streaming video series.
Right. If you want to see that happen, let us know, because we're going to make that happen. So I should, before we go to our guest, Jack Posobiec.
Oh, don't burn your eyes out, by the way. We should let people know.
Actually,
people.
It's your choice. If you want to burn your eyes out, it's a free country.
It's your bodies.
It's a free country.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, April 9th, marks 79 years ago, on April 9th, Bonhoeffer was executed by the Nazis. So it's an important day tomorrow. We'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow. But I should say something happened to me yesterday. I came home. There was a box because I was in Montana. I was in Charleston, South Carolina with the Socrates in the City, blah, 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 blah. I come home. There's a box. I open up the box. And for the first time ever, I laid eyes on my new book. It's here.
It's beautiful.
Religionless Christianity, God's Answer to Evil. There's tons of Bonhoeffer stuff in here. The unwieldy phrase religionless Christianity comes from Bonhoeffer, so I can blame Bonhoeffer. In the German, it's even more unwieldy. But
what does it mean? What does that mean?
Oh, you'll find out when you read the book, Chris.
Hmm.
I may give you a copy because I like you and you're a friend. And then again, I may not. I may let the free market determine whether you get a copy of this or not.
I like the yellow. What color yellow would you call that?
It's actually I would call it religionless Christianity yellow.
It's perfect.
Yeah. It's the opposite of my book. It's a sequel to Letter to the American Church. Letter to the American Church has this blue and then the yellow writing. This one is the yellow background and then the blue writing. I flipped it because it's the sequel to Letter to the American Church,
clever.
Which you can see as a film. If you go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com, 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 you can see tons of free showings across the country, lettertotheamericanchurch.com. But this is the new book. Congratulations, Eric. I'm really excited about this,
yeah,
I got to say.
Great.
Okay, so when we come back, talking to Jack Posobiec, he's kind of a big deal, as you'll see.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Metaxas. Join me. Make the switch today. That's patriotmobile.com/Metaxas. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Folks, welcome back. As I told you, my guest right now is our friend Jack Posobiec. That's how he pronounces his name. And he's here to talk about an exciting new book called Religionless Christianity by Eric Metaxas. Jack, welcome back.
Well, Eric, it's so wonderful to be here. You know, religionless Christianity is the greatest threat facing the Western church right now.
Actually, that's true. But you know what? Because I like you, I want to talk about your new book, this exciting book, which I got in the mail yesterday, is actually technically not yet out. People can pre-order it, but it's not out for another 2 weeks or something like that. Your book—
I'm in the same boat, actually.
Your book, but seriously, your book is so exciting. I joke around. It's called Unhumans. Brilliant title, Jack. Brilliant. Unhumans, the secret history of communist revolutions. This is where we are now in America. We need to understand this. Leave it to Jack Posobiec to write this book now called Unhumans. So let me ask you, so people understand the secret history of communist revolutions, why did you pick what I know to be a brilliant title, Unhumans? Where do you get that concept from, Unhumans?
So it's really interesting because a lot of people, and thanks again for having me on, Eric, and the title Unhumans, and myself, my co-author Joshua Lysak, we were bandying back and forth different titles for this thing, and I had done a number of podcasts over the series of last 2 years where we went through China, we did the China Files, and then that went over really well 2 years ago. Then this past year, I went and did sort of spot episodes on France, on Russia, on Spain, on even the 1960s in America, you know, sort of the Cultural Revolution the United States faced. And people said, you have to turn this into a book. And so when we were thinking about titles, we said, what is it that unifies all these things? These are different parts of the world. These are different cultures. These are different traditions. There's different religious practices in all of these areas. It's really the four quarters of the planet. And I said, what unites them is a shared hatred of humanity, of humanity itself.
Okay, can I?
And so
before you become
that hateful of humanity, you become unhuman. And it's also, by the way, a noun and a verb.
How is it a verb?
Because in the sense of the unhumans, so the unhumans is the noun, the verb is to unhuman.
Oh, to unhuman. Well, I want to say that the reason I find this to be so important, it's not that I find it is important, is that communist revolutions are fundamentally atheistic, and they do hate human beings. And as you trace it, we're going to be talking about it now. But why do they hate human beings? Why? Because human beings are created in the image of God, and everything about us points to God. Without God, we make no sense. If you're Satan, you hate human beings. You hate those who are made in the image of God. You despise them. That is the spirit behind communist revolutions. And it's in a weird way, I do talk about that in my book, Religionless Christianity. I don't specifically talk about – I mean, I don't get into the way you do. But this is at the heart of what we're facing right now and what we're facing in America. But how do you want to frame it? I mean, the book is brand new, Unhumans, The Secret History of Communist Revolutions. How do you want to frame it? How do you want to get into the conversation? Because I do think it speaks to where we are in America today.
Well, and it's very clear, Eric, the first thing they do is they make it illegal to be normal. They make it illegal to be successful. They make it illegal to be an achiever. Again, we're seeing all of this today. They go after the prayerful. They go after the religious. They go after clerics. They go after the religious orders, religious women. And it is all based, and this is what people need to understand, it is all based in envy. It is all based in pride. It is based in resentment. It is based in cruelty. The ideology is all just window dressing. It is not about equality. It is not about equity. It is not about social justice or any of those things that they bandy around. Again, it is all about their own hatred and tearing down those that which they believe or they claim are the quote-unquote oppressors. And so this is what gives them the what we would call justification to then go and commit these acts of evil itself. And you can see this, whether it's the brutal slaughter of the Christian leaders of Russia, the Romanov family, whether it's the slaughter of priests and nuns in Spain, and you can go country to country, or the desecration of the Cathedral of Notre Dame during the French Revolution, the execution of the Carmelite nuns, but at the hands of the guillotine, ordered by Robespierre himself in France. And then you fast forward all the way to today. And what did we see last week? We saw last week the conviction of a 71-year-old praying grandma from January 6th, a great-grandmother. And I looked back and I said, oh, great. So we're arresting the landlords, and now we're going after the religious women. This has all happened before. It is a playbook, and we submit throughout the book, this playbook is not being run in some random sense or some random fashion. It is, in fact, a classic playbook that we've broken down and systemized. We've also created a system to defeat it, by the way. And we explain chapter and verse how they employ it in different situations all around the world and how we are going through that very same system today. These are not the the unintended consequences of good faith actors. These are the intended consequences of bad faith actors.
Well, what's interesting, Jack, at least how I see it as interesting, is you try to process this, and I think that the way for communists to succeed over and over and over again is you have to have people dumb enough or gullible enough or naive enough or openly wicked enough. But usually it's the wicked who are leading this. It's the gullible who are accepting it. You have to have those people to make it possible. And we now have in the United States of America enough people who are so confused about, you know, the beauty of the American experiment, the founders' just magnificent experiment in ordered liberty, and why it's beautiful and why it leads to human flourishing and why, despite every hiccup, every problem, it is the greatest idea that we've ever had in any government in the history of the world. If you don't understand that, you're open to the ideologies of, you know, let's say it in many ways, it's neo-Marxism, it's cultural Marxism. All of these evil ideologies, they need people not to understand what they're about. You need people naive enough to say, that sounds like a great idea. But we've had this over and over, and you in the book on humans, you trace this. You show over and over again what is promised and then what actually happens. So we've seen it happen through history. It's not like, you know, it's not 1790 where you can say, well, it's a new thing. We've never tried it before. We've tried it over and over and over again, and we can see very clearly what happens.
Well, Eric, and this is something that actually we get asked a lot, and sometimes when we're involved in these debates over the book, which is already causing a lot of controversy online, we're, you know, people will say, well, why is it, and I get this asked by well-meaning people all the time, they say, why is it that people still support communism, even though we know it's responsible for 100 million deaths around the world? And I would submit to them that the people at the top, the purveyors, the wicked, not the gullible, but the wicked, the actual leaders, they don't view that 100 million as a problem. They view that as a good start. They would say, keep in mind, right, put the Maoist framing on it. Well, those were anti-revolutionaries. Those were landowners. Those were right-wing extremists, a favorite phrase of the Maoist Cultural Revolution of the 1960s. Those people were standing in the way of progress, and therefore they had to be dealt with in order so that the new utopia could be born. And so, again, they understand exactly what it is they're doing. Yes, there are many gullible people who I do think are tricked by these logic tricks and these word games and this flowery language. And this is something, by the way, we actually go after conservatives quite a bit in the book, because it's conservatives who don't understand these things yet and fall for these argumentative traps. But when it comes down to it, they do present a vision of the future. It's completely false. It's insane. And it's never going to happen. But conservatives do not. I would argue that conservatives don't do a great job of professing what I call a viable alternative vision for what the country should be, what any country could be, what the future should be like. Instead, we find ourselves wrapped in these argumentative debates with the left, while the left is completely running roughshod over every single liberty and legal privilege and every single tradition that we have in this country, while we're sitting here trying to argue with them about it.
And at the heart of it all, folks, in case you're not clear, it is a hatred of God, a demonic hatred of God that manifests itself in all kinds of ways, in a hatred of what is human, hence the title of the book, Unhumans. We continue with Jack Posobiec when we return. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles, whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture, but as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. There's six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC.
Folks, welcome back. I'm very excited to talk about a brand new book. It's called Religionless Christianity, but I'm not going to talk about this book because I have, as my guest, Jack Posobiec, who himself has a genuinely important book, which I hope you will buy. It is called Unhumans, The Secret History of Communist Revolutions. Jack, we were just talking about how this happens over and over and over again in history. And if you're familiar with the history, you see the pattern clear as a bell. But if you're not familiar with history, as many young people are not, I'm not calling them ignorant, even though they are, but I'm not calling them that, they are gullible. They're open. And we need to let them know, excuse me, this has happened before. People in the past have promised exactly what they're promising now. Let's look at how that happened. Let's look at how that turned out. That's what you would do in the book Unhumans.
Precisely. In fact, so we go chapter and verse, case study, each of the revolutions, not just, and I think people have done, and there's been lots of books that already written on the conduct of the revolutions, or I should say the conduct of the governments once they take power. Look, nobody's going to write a better book about Russian communism than Alexander Solzhenitsyn and the Gulag Archipelago. Nobody's going to write better books about Mao than the people who lived through it that are starting to speak out now. But what we're specifically focusing on is how did these groups take power in the first place? And are there, and we look at it from a systems process, because I'm coming to it from the perspective of a prior intelligence officer. In when we look at systems, and people need to understand that Marxist-Leninism is a competing system to the American Constitution, the U.S. Constitutional Republic. This is a competing system which is attempting, and right now by and large is winning, by the way, to supersede our system and quash our system. And so as an intel officer, what we look at are our enemy systems, our enemy supply lines, our supply chains, and how do you defeat them? How do you divert them? How do you dismantle them? Well, this is the same thing that we're doing, understanding the communist system as it's taking form. And then we identify through each of these various inputs and various moments where they could have been defeated along the line. In some cases, they were defeated, like Spain. Other places, they were not defeated, like Russia. And it ends up becoming, well, we're just going to wait them out. It takes about 80 years, and it's absolutely horrific. My wife can tell you all about the fall of the Soviet Union because she lived through it as a young girl growing up and was born in the Soviet Union. And we'll tell you what happens when your country collapses and your entire government collapses around you, the anarchy, the chaos. You talk about defunding the police. What happens when no one's paying the police at all? Then, and imagine what comes forth because of that. That's something that nobody wants to live
through. I want to say that if you talk to people who have tasted communism, they are the most radical enemies of communism. My mother grew up in Nazi Germany, which is very similar to communism. It's kind of an inversion, but it's the same thing where the state wants to crush the church, wants to crush human beings. You buy into the satanic ideology. But the part of Germany that my mom lived in at the end of the war was taken over by the Soviets. So my mother was under Soviet-style communism in East Germany at age 17, finding it unbearable. She escaped. My father was in Greece right after the war. What happened in Greece? The communists tried to take over in Greece. Thank the Lord they failed. But my mother and father have both tasted this evil. And anyone like your wife, Jack, who has seen this, tasted this, they know how evil it is. And most Americans are very naive. We've been so blessed in America. We really can't imagine how evil this is, and therefore we're not fighting sufficiently against it. That needs to change yesterday. It's what I talk about all the time. It's what you're talking about all the time. And I'm just glad you wrote the book, and I'm glad for the title, Unhumans, because you just nail it. That's just a perfect example, a perfect description of who they are and what their goals are.
I appreciate that, and you know, like I'm glad for our publisher Skyhorse for standing with us and agreeing to do a book with a title like this. It is very provocative, and it's meant to be very provocative. It's meant to be something, and the cover as well. You know, when you see this on the shelf, you're not going to be able to look past it very quickly. It's got, you know, the giant red skull with the hammer and sickle on it, and people being led to the slaughter. Basically, it's almost like the Mexican Day of the Dead meets communism. And, you know, it's something where people, I hope, can understand that, you know, as we know, of course, history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme. And what we're living through now is not a repeat of the past. But what's interesting now is because the reason, and we actually address this question because you'll hear a lot from people who say, well, there's no cultural revolution going on right now. There's no communist uprising going on. I can walk down the street and I don't see any communists looting the streets. By the way, you remember this in 2020, the leftists used to do this all the time, where they would go and say, well, I've got a picture of Seattle right now and I'm here sipping my coffee and everything's fine. Or I'm in Portland or I'm in Washington, D.C. and nobody's burning my city down. Well, we argue now, of course, other parts of the city were being burnt down at the same time. I was in Chaz in 2020, so I can confirm that, yes, that all did actually happen. But what's very interesting, Eric, we actually explain what's going on today, because in the same way, and this is where my military hat comes on, in the same way that warfare has changed, communist revolutions have changed. And so people have heard of concepts, third generation warfare, fourth generation warfare, fifth generation warfare, and we submit to our readers that we are now in a fifth generation warfare, irregular communist revolution. And because it's an irregular revolution, it mostly takes place online. It mostly takes place in what we call gray zone warfare, which is similar to where a lot of these conflicts happen right now. Look at Russia, Ukraine. Look at Israel, Gaza. Yes, we know there is a on the ground quotient, but there is a very heavy social media online information space.
Yes, that is how it's happening right now. The book is Unhumans: The Secret History of Communist Revolutions. We'll be right back. More with Jack Posobiec. Don't go away.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact. What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back. Talking to Jack Posobiec. At least that's how I pronounce your name. Jack Posobiec, how do you pronounce your name?
That's exactly how I pronounce my name. Jack Posobiec.
As Posobiec. Are we both right or wrong?
In English. Yeah. So in the Anglosphere, we go with Posobiec because this is the English-speaking world and that's the English-speaking pronunciation of the letters. However, when I'm anywhere east of Berlin, we go with the Slavic pronunciation, and the Slavic pronunciation is Posobiec.
Posobiec. Posobiec. How about Jack?
Yannick.
Yannick Posobiec.
Yannick or Jacek. Jacek.
Jacek Posobiec.
Jacek Posobiec.
Welcome. Okay, when I'm in Greece or among Greek people, I don't say Metaxas, I say Metaxas. Erikos Metaxas. Katalavete. So, but we're just going to go with Jack Posobiec for today.
Because for now,
I believe, I'm pretty sure that I am on the western side of the Great Divide. So your book is on Humans, the Secret History of Communist Revolutions, and you're talking about how they all have, you know, tremendous similarities. And if you understand those similarities, you can track what happened in 1791. You can go to the Soviets. You can see this through history, and you can understand that it's happening now.
Think of it. The word you just used, the word that we use every single day, the nomenclature, the very nomenclature that we use, left and right.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that so many people don't even realize that the words left and right come from the French Revolution. Specifically, this was a physical place, a physical time and place where the Jacobins sat on the left and the monarchists sat on the right. And this is why we refer to the left as being the revolutionaries and the right as being the traditionalists.
And that is why left-handed people must be killed. Killed, I tell you. It's actually, it's interesting.
Do the Italians allow the left-handed people to have full citizenship yet?
You know something? In Greece, this is no joke. In Greece, in my lifetime, if you were a kid in a Greek school in Greece, like in the late 60s, early 70s, they would not allow you to write with your left hand. That's another story. We don't have time to get into that, but it is kind of bizarre. Also, the word, the Latin word, you know, sinister. The left was always kind
That's
of
right.
the dark side. You know, it gets kind of kooky.
It's very Jungian.
I just want to be very and I want to come out very clearly. I am not against Southpaws on this program. I want to be very clear. But we're talking
about
some of my best friends are Southpaws, and they need to stop it. No, seriously, your book is titled Unhumans, The Secret History of Communist Revolutions. So talk about the way this is happening now, because, again, it's different. There are a lot of similarities, but there's some differences between what happened, you know, in Mao's Cultural Revolution, in the Stalinist, in the Bolshevik Revolution, in the French Revolution. What are we seeing now? Because now we're dealing with you know, communist China and the globalists who really have they have a communist agenda, but they don't always advertise it as such.
Well, and what's really interesting is that even in Xi Jinping's China, the struggle sessions are still going on. I don't think people realize that as much outside of China. But one of the top rated television shows in all of China right now are Xi Jinping taking his political enemies and his political opponents who let's just say these days there aren't so many of them. They're a bit few and far between as opposed to about a decade ago when he took power, a decade plus. And it was the prevailing television show where reality TV shows where Xi Jinping's opponents would appear on television, recount their own crimes directly to the camera, so directly to the audience back home, admit what they had done, admit their personal corruption and their moral corruption, and then announce that they were going to be taking, I believe, what they called a leave of absence from public life, never to be heard from again.
And so they could be tortured and killed. You can't do that at home. You can't do that in your regular job. You need to take a leave of absence. No, look, this is so evil. And Jack, let's be clear. This is beginning to happen in the United States of America.
Of course.
This has been happening with friends of mine who were at the Capitol on J6, have been forced to take plea bargains, to plead to misdemeanor crimes, complete garbage so that they would avoid going to jail. Some of them are women who didn't, you know, want to go to jail. So they're forced to take plea bargains, and they have to kind of confess what they've done wrong, and they have to play this game. This is evil, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not angry about this, you're not paying attention. Or you have no soul. I prefer to think you're not paying attention. But it is happening in America. It is utterly despicable. If you're not offended by it and sickened by it, you need to be. You need to understand this is happening in America, and it's why I care so much about this book, Unhumans, by Jack Posobiec, my guest.
Eric, the final case study that we go through, so we start all the way back. We actually talk about the fall of Rome in the very beginning, the same way that Marx covered the fall of Rome in the Communist Manifesto, the first country. He talks about the final case study that we get to. So we go from thousands of years ago all the way up. The final case study is what is happening to the J6ers right now. We go through now we can't get them all in there, but we get enough in there that people understand what's really going on. And in the way, we actually refer to January 6th as sort of a an inverse Bastille, in a sense. We call it the inverse Bastille because the Bastille, of course, and they claimed it was the releasing of political prisoners. They actually weren't really that many prisoners in the Bastille when it was stormed. But, you know, we let them have their little story because, of course, we know what happens with history and victors. But when it comes to January 6th, this was an inverse Bastille because they claimed that the Capitol had been stormed, and then they used this false storming, this false insurrection story to lock up the political prisoners.
We should, you know, make a movie of the story of J6 from the point of view of the liars, you know, who are putting forth this evil narrative, and we'll show the bloody head of, Speaker Pelosi on a pike, and the MAGA people carrying the pike with their head on, because this is what they seem to think happened. But of course, it didn't happen.
You do a side by side, right? Yeah. This is what they say. This is what actually happened. Yeah. And then you have people look, and I have to keep saying it. Rebecca Lavrins, 71 years old, a great grandmother, Eric. She stormed the Capitol with prayers.
Yeah.
With horrific anti-American chants. You know what she was chanting? She was chanting USA, USA. Yeah. And this is what's even more horrific. What she wore was even worse than a Klan hood. What she was wearing was a little headband with little springs of American flags popping out.
That's where we are in
Just
America,
absolute
folks.
Horror,
That's why we're talking
terror.
To Jack Posobiec. The book is Unhumans. Don't go away.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact. What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back. Talking to Jack Posobiec, who has a new book out called Unhumans, The Secret History of Communist Revolutions. Jack, I just have to ask you, what do you make of those who say they're conservatives and Republicans who still don't get what we're talking about and who definitely don't get the truth about J6? I mean, the fact that Mike Pence is not talking about the injustice of people being imprisoned, like my friend John Strand. It's mind-boggling to me that they have bought this fiction, these lies about what happened. They really believe the quote-unquote official narrative. It's a sick thing. It's a staggering thing in America that you have people who have access to the truth, the information, and who have some I would say, interest in knowing the truth who refuse to acknowledge it. It's that's to me more disturbing than evil people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer pushing forth this wicked narrative.
What can I say, Eric? People going all the way back to Lenin, really, people have been referred to by Lenin as useful idiots for a long, long time. And there were times during specifically the Bolshevik Revolution where there were people who sat around in St. Petersburg, and Pyotr Rangel, in his memoir, Always With Honor, Rangel led the White Army, which was the anti-communist army, sort of the remnants of the Imperial Army, that were held out in southern Russia for the last stages of the Russian Civil War, trying to defeat Bolshevism. And he would talk about this very same dynamic of which you're speaking, where he says there were people who didn't seem to think that what was going on would ever affect them. The social course, their course of social high society continued as before, the aristocrats and the elites, and they thought, oh, this is just some political thing and it doesn't involve me, and as long as I have my land and my money and my contracts, I'll be perfectly fine. And what the line that Rangel uses in the book, he says that they were ignorant of the fact that they would become themselves the victims of the horrors to come. And he was writing this in the 1920s. He didn't even see the full extent of Stalin.
The thing to me is that there are people, there are people that they're, you know, beltway hacks, those kind of Republicans that are pushing this narrative. A lot of people on Fox News are still pushing the fake false J6 narrative. I think even Ben Shapiro. I'm a fan of Ben Shapiro. I agree with most of what he says, maybe not everything, but there's certain people that I get really shocked when I hear that they seem to think that what didn't happen happened. I mean, it's kind of hard to take.
The issue, I think, is and then not to go after any specific conservative pundits or others out there, but I think people need to understand we don't have a lot of time left here. We don't actually have that much power in the United States. If you consider yourself a conservative, a right, a moderate, this is not a conservative book, by the way. This is not a book where I'm talking about the importance of conservatism and these ideals. Those are great books, but that's not this book. This book is, hey, these guys are about to win. They are on the precipice of winning everything. They already control every institution in the country. They already control almost all the levers of power. And so if you think that now is the time for us to have just, you know, polite debates with them,
right,
and not actually take action,
that's
whether
right.
it be on the legal side or the activist side, then you're just not getting
that's,
it. And you are whistling past the graveyard.
That is exactly what I've been talking about everywhere I go. When I'm talking about my book, Letter to the American Church, there's a film, lettertothemericanchurch.com. You can see the film. My new book, Religionless Christianity, I'm talking about what you just said all day long. Jack, grateful for your time. We may grab you for another segment. In the meantime, folks, don't go away.